Good morning. Coming up on 740 here on the Mighty 690. And as we do here on the first Thursday of the month, we have the privilege of having Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library in studio with us. Good morning, Lois. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, doing well. It's good to have you here. So what are our updates here this month?
Well, it's officially fall, y'all, and October brings many exciting things to the library. First, there's a news flash. Our director, Rachel Kosaka, had a baby girl. Her name is Addie, short for Adeline, and she was born October the 2nd. And now that our director is on maternity leave until January 2024, we will not have a notary available at the library. But there are several notaries available in Coffeyville to help you. Our special bookcase display this month is Halloween spooky books and movies, and our sign says, "It came from the library." We are also celebrating National Hispanic Month with a special display of books and movies. An adult class will be held on October the 11th at 3 p.m. in the community room. It'll be Painting with Miss Karen, and call 620-251-1370 to sign up. This is a free class. And the teen activities and crafts will be Friday, October the 13th. From 4 to 7 p.m. will be a trading card game night. This will be in the community room. Entrance after 5 o'clock will be the left outside door facing north. Wednesday, October 18th at 3:30 p.m. in the community room will be a reverse tie-dye craft, so bring something dark colored to dye. Wednesday, October 25th at 3:30, there will be a spider plant pot painting craft in the children's department. Thursday, October 19th will be the spooktacular from 4:30 to 6 downtown in front of the Chamber of Commerce building. We will have a table set up to hand out treats to the kiddos. Matt and Lily will be there, so look for them. Saturday, October 21st, Pete Walderscheid will be in the library community room at 10 a.m. to give a magic lecture. Come hear our famous Coffeyville magician. October 26th, 27th, and 28th, that's Thursday through Saturday, we will have our famous book sale. Good prices and many kinds of books will be available. But bring your own sacks and totes so you can buy a lot. October 31st, Tuesday, the library will have treats to give everyone. Come see who will be dressed for Halloween and who is not. Now, news of the children's department. We have a toad in a glass
aquarium,
and it has a little top that has for air and everything, and he has a nice little house, and his name is Todd. And what we're doing is having a story of Todd. You'll see this on Facebook, so you can see what the things to write about. And here's some ideas to help you get started. Todd learns to talk. What does he have to say? Write about Todd's family. Who are they, and what are they up to? Todd goes on vacation. Where does he go? Todd goes to school, and what subjects are his favorite? Todd has to babysit tadpoles. What kind of games do they eat? I think he might eat them. Todd is missing. Who will find him? Where did he go? Todd goes to space, and what does he see? Todd opens a store, and what does he sell, and to who? Todd gets superpowers, and what are they? Is he a hero or a villain? Todd finds a map. Where does it take him? This is going to be a contest, and they're ages 5 to 8, and then 9 to 11, 12 to 14, and 15 to 18. The deadline to submit the stories is October 23rd, and the winners will be announced October 31st. And again, you can see this on Facebook. So, okay, here we move right along. This month's book review is from the Halloween book display, House of Salt and Sorrows by Erin A. Craig. This is a New York Times bestseller. This is also a young adult book, and you can tell that on the back, on the spine, it says YA for young adult. Gonna have to take a little sip here.
Of course, go for it.
Okay. Anna Lee lives a sheltered life at Highmoor with her sisters. Once they're 12, but loneliness fills the grand halls now that four of the girls' lives have been cut short, each death more tragic than the last. Disturbed by a series of ghostly visions, Anna Lee becomes increasingly suspicious that her sisters' deaths were no accidents. The girls have been sneaking out every night to attend glittering balls, dancing until dawn in silk gowns and shimmering slippers. And Anna Lee isn't sure whether to try to stop them or to join their forbidden trysts. But who or what are they really dancing with? When Anna Lee's involvement with a mysterious stranger who has secrets of his own intensifies, it's a race to unravel the darkness that has fallen over her family before it claims her next. Now this is book number one of the Sister of the Salt series, and you can see that here it has Craig is the author, Aaron A. Craig, and then it has Sisters and book number one. So look for more books to come, because that's a new one, and there are, you'll find more young adult books in the teen area of the library. So, the October poem is Song of the Witches, Double Double, Toil and Trouble, by William Shakespeare, 1564 to 1616. Okay, I've got to get my witch voice going here. I listened to it on YouTube to see how they did it.
Oh, good.
Let's see if I can pull this off. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, fill it of a finny snake, in the cauldron boil and bake, eye of a newt and toe of a frog, wool of a bat and tongue of a dog, adder's fork and blind worm sting, lizard's leg and a howlet's wing, for a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good.
Very good, very good. Good Halloween.
Yes. Well, guys and ghouls, that's it for October. Remember to slow down and drive safe. Watch out for the trick-or-treaters this Halloween. And as always, be a kind person to all you meet. Stay safe, and we'll see you in November.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Lois. We do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Speaking of driving safe, we do have some more information of that accident on US 400. It's at the Fredonia Roundabout. Preliminary reports do indicate a cattle truck has overturned around 5 this morning. Wilson County Sheriff's Office dispatch has confirmed that there are crews on the scene and traffic is being diverted in the area. Drivers are urged to use caution and, if possible, find an alternate route until that accident has been cleared. Again, that is at the Fredonia Roundabout, so we'll continue to follow this and provide you updates as we get them. So, anyway, that little traffic update there. And again, thank you so much, Lois, for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll talk with you next month.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. That's Lois Hendricks from the Coffeyville Public Library. And we do have more coming up on the program. We will have our look at open line here right at 9:10. We'll have some programming from K-State Research and Extension at 8:10. And we'll also be chatting with the folks from Coffeyville's Reawakening at 8:40 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.